The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Playground. Jeffrey Childs here with you on this snowy Sunday morning in Ann Arbor. Josh Sinke, my loyal compadre, right across the table here. And Tony O on my right. Matt Missler on the other side of the glass running the ones and twos and talking about Michigan's 98-49 blowout of Maryland Eastern Shore and really where you're at as a fan, as a viewer of this team, and what you're noticing, right? What you're seeing that is giving you positive signs heading into Big Ten play, because, boy, the Wolverines don't get an easy start to conference play. January 1st, they have to go on the road to Iowa to face the Hawkeyes shortly after Michigan's bowl game. We want you to get involved in the program and weigh in on what you think about Michigan basketball. Phone lines are open. You can talk about Michigan hoops, getting ready for Michigan, Florida State in the Orange Bowl. I'll be down there covering the Orange Bowl for WTKA. Anything that you want, Michigan hockey, anything is on the table. You can give us a call right here, 734-998-1050. You can tweet me at Jeff Childs, ITH. You can tweet Josh at JZ Radio. And you can tweet Matt Missler at The Miz on air.
You can also tweet the show at WTKA underscore playground.
That's right. Thank you, Miz. Well, we started the show with a conversation on this game and really looking beyond the box score and picking out things and components of this game that stood out to me, right? That stood out to viewers of this basketball program as they rolled to an easy win over Maryland Eastern Shore, talking about the offense and how things are working for Michigan. They're able to get things going more in within the flow of the offense. Really an issue, I thought, with this team early on in the non-conference slate when they played at South Carolina, Virginia Tech, forcing a lot of shots, right? Heaving up shots early in the shot clock, maybe not getting the best look at the basket. Zach Irvin, I think at times, has been guilty of, while he can come off screens well, taking really, I guess, ill-advised shots that you don't really want to see within the flow, within the movement of this offense. And now Michigan is really a team that, you know, they're realizing that they have other scoring options. Caris LeVert now gone to the NBA. He's gone. He didn't really play at all for Michigan last year. But Derek Walton and Zach Irvin have to lead this team. And they're coming to the realization, I think, that they don't have to be the main catalyst for this team. They don't have to score 20, 25 points a night. And I don't think anybody could ever mistake, at least for me, Derek Walton as a point guard that's going to lead a team in scoring on a nightly basis that's going to have to be the main option. And yes, it was encouraging 16 points yesterday in the win. But the thing for me about Derek Walton is not the points in that category, not that stat line. But I look at beyond the points, I look at the 6 rebounds for Walton, which is really an unexpected bonus, I think. I look at the 5 assists, and I say, this is the Derek Walton that I want. This is the senior point guard that I want. I don't need him to face up and take a long jump shot or take a 3 early in a shot clock. I want him to run the offense. I want him to call guys over to set a screen, right? I want him to find a guy going to the basket off a cut, off a bounce. That's the Derek Walton that I want to see as we inch closer and closer to Big Ten play. And I thought, yes, it's a terrible, terrible opponent. There's no getting around that. Maryland Eastern Shore, as Jay-Z mentioned, one of the worst teams in Division I basketball. But to see Walton not just fill up the stat sheet on the points, but the assists and the way that he is showing more patience as a point guard. He's looking more and more like the Derek Walton that we saw from him as a freshman in 2014, as a sophomore in 2015. This is a Derek Walton that is being patient. He's distributing the ball later in the shot clock, really letting Michigan run their plays, right? We saw him helping Michigan in transition, finding guys down the floor, made a nice long pass to, I believe it was DJ Wilson, in the first half, finding Wilson with a pass length of the court, really, with one hand. And really, we saw that a lot. We saw that with Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner, another guy that's on the receiving end of Derek Walton. And this is the Derek Walton that I want to see. John Beilein talked about it in the excuse me, in the post-game presser. He said the Central Arkansas game excuse me. The Central Arkansas game was a game where the ball was stuck to Derek Walton's hand. Those are the words that he used. He said he didn't like his play in that game. He thought he was not really shooting too much in that game, but that he was not allowing the offense to roll through him, which I think for Michigan to be successful, that's what Derek Walton needs to be. He said, I didn't like the way he played that game. I thought the ball stuck to his hand. I want to see him running the offense. I want to see him with his eyes up court and looking around and seeing what guys can do around him. And it wasn't just Derek Walton. I thought it extended to other guys. I thought Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman, we saw him yesterday, a career-high 10 assists, showing more versatility in what he can do. Michigan getting points off of turnovers. I mean, they're playing together right now, right? They're playing as Derek Walton goes. In totality, really. And so Michigan, again, playing through Derek Walton and letting him really be the guy to lead this team. Only 9 turnovers yesterday. Michigan averaging 10 turnovers a game. Fourth fewest in the nation. I think that comes back to your point guard. That comes back to Derek Walton being the captain of the offense. Want to know what you think about Derek Walton. Has he matured, or really has he returned to the point guard that we saw from him in his freshman and sophomore years? And where do you sit now in terms of his progression this year as Michigan gets ready for Big Ten play? I thought he was fantastic yesterday. Yes, beyond the 16 points, but the 5 assists in 26 minutes. Michigan, 34 made shots yesterday and 28 assists on 34 shots. I mean, if that doesn't tell you about how they're sharing the ball and how they're moving the ball around as a team, I don't think anything will. But Derek Walton, to me, has been vastly, vastly improved, guys. What do you think about Walton? What do you think about his play yesterday and now as we move into Big Ten play?
Well, I mean, I think he's an absolutely critical piece of... He's probably the most non-replaceable part in the offense right now. You know, one of the things I've always been impressed with Derek Walton is how he finds a way to get rebounds. You know, he really does a good job, I think, of finding, you know, little creases in space where he can, you know, squeeze in and get a, you know, crafty, you know, really, really good rebound. I think he's third on the team on the season for rebounds overall. So that's one thing. But yeah, I mean, he's done a good job this year. You know, he's had to play the vast majority of the time. So I think, you know, going into Big Ten play, yeah, I really think he's going to be a very critical piece of the offense.
Yeah, I think they play 2-1-9 teams. They're not that great yet. They really do hope they go in the Big Ten schedule. And as a lot of people around here have been saying, the Big Ten is weak this year. And hopefully they can do better than they did last year, which is 8-10. I think they'll be around that, maybe 9-9. They're not going to be too much above that. But we'll have to wait and see. So, playing 1-9 teams, they need to be doing this. You know, UCLA was that first half was unbelievable. Like you said, Jeff, a couple weeks ago but are they going to be able to do it? And when they go cold, that's the scary part is they were shooting hot. They've been doing very well against these two Tree Bark Tech teams.
Yep.
When they get in playing bigger teams, you know, when a team actually puts a hand in his face and makes him have to figure out where to go with it, because that's when he puts his feet still, that's where he's going to get beat.
Yep.
Same with Robinson, all those guys. They got to keep moving. And
that's a tenet of a Beilein offense, right? Constant movement in the offense.
They have to.
Yep.
That's what happened with Robinson last year. He was taken out by teams because he wasn't able to move. He didn't know where to go, and he's like, all right, this three-point line, I can't go beyond that. You know, it's lava, and then he wouldn't go inside it, and if he did, it was just to run to the other side, to the other three-point line, and they have to keep movement, all the guys. They can't just go and set up a play and run ISO. That's not going to work versus the bigger teams. When they spread stuff around, that's when they're the best. When they work inside, then back out, they're going to get some open looks. But until they do that against an actual team, I'm not a believer just yet.
Yeah, no, that's a totally fair point. I mean, yeah, Jay-Z's right. Michigan's played complete body bag teams in the non-conference schedule. And you know, part of it is that. Part of it, you know, we're trying to find things to look for that we can project and say Michigan will hopefully do this.
Right. I want Moritz to throw some elbows. You know?
Yes, we want the German throwing elbows.
I think he needs to go in there and show that he can body people out of it. Same with Wilson. If Wilson, I don't care what he does on the offensive side, as long as he can do well on the defensive side and grabbing some rebounds. If he does that, he'll be in every game.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's a great point. I mean, and for all the attention paid to the shooting yesterday, sorry, go ahead, Tony.
Having more movement on offense, I think it's critically important when, you know, I don't think we have someone, who's a real threat off the dribble that other teams
create the shot. Maybe other than Marr.
Yeah, but that other teams are gonna, you know, focus on and say, you know, if, you know, the second he takes a, you know, one dribble step in, you know, I want two guys on it. We don't have someone like that right now, in my opinion. So I think, you know, what that's causing a lot of the defenses to sort of sit back and just let us put four guys on the 3-point line and not have to move themselves. And then you just get this stagnant.
Right. You know. And all it takes is really one guy. If Robinson doesn't keep moving and look for a place to get open, then what it does is shuts down one side or one corner that everyone else has got to, you know, can't move to because there's already a guy there. And it kind of cuts down on their own progression, moving the ball around.
Yeah, and Duncan Robinson is a player like that. Yes, he's, you know, one of the more deadly 3-point shooters on this team, but whether it's him moving, coming off a screen, or maybe catching and shooting, Duncan Robinson has to, that's just his forte. He has to keep moving, catch and shoot the three for Michigan to be successful with him on the floor.
Right, and I think they're going to keep moving. Good teams will keep pushing them farther out. They know, all right, these guys are going to stand around the 3-point line. All right, we're going to guard them as close as possible and move them back to have to take that three. It's going to be a longer three. That's why they have to work on the inside, you know, dump it down low. Then everybody's going to go after that person. You know, everyone's going to.
And you'll have an open shooter at.
Right, and then you push it back out, and there hopefully it will be someone open. And if they're able to do that, they're going to win a lot of games. Right now, they have to still work on that, and I would like to see it done when they play Furman and you know, keep doing against lesser teams in the Big Ten. The better they do at that, the more games they'll win.
Where do you sit with this offense? And yes, as we know, offense is John Beilein's forte. That is what he focuses on. But beyond that, I think that Michigan is showing new creases, right? New wrinkles to the offense. You're getting Walton to sort of return to form as a point guard. DJ Wilson has emerged as both an offensive and, as Jay-Z said, a defensive contributor, not really going to say force, but a defensive contributor rather than a liability. He's going to grab rebounds for you, and if not block shots, he will alter shots. But I think the difference about this Michigan team compared to last year, you have players in the aforementioned DJ Wilson who can rebound, who can alter shots, and you have Mo Wagner be able to he's knocked down some shots, whether it's a jumper hitting a jumper from 18, whether it's hitting a three, he can put the ball on the floor. That's adding new layers and new wrinkles to this Michigan offense that, as Jay-Z talked about, teams are going to have to respect. Defenses may collapse in on Mo Wagner if he drives to the basket, if he's in the paint. If DJ Wilson gets to the basket, takes a jumper from 15, 18 feet, they're going to have to respect that. And Michigan, I think the common misconception is that Michigan is just a 3-point team. They've always been a 3-point team. I think that's false. Well, that is what they're good at, and that is sort of the MO of the team. There's a different identity, I think, a different feel to this team when you have development of guys like DJ Wilson and Mo Wagner, who can now show that he can put the ball on the floor and make things happen.
Yeah, the big key thing for Wagner is he can work his back to the basket. We haven't seen that in a while. Where a guy can actually take the ball with his back to the basket and make room to make that shot. Most of the time, they're all forward guys, and you're always looking for the rebound. With him, I think he can work his back to the basket, and that's why I want to throw some bows, you know? Show some force in there and make those other teams know that, hey, when he moves around, you got to watch out because he's going to be able to get that ball, you know, if it's one step, two step, to get, you know, to dunk it home or whatever. Those are easy points, and that's what I can't wait to see him do in the Big Ten season.
Well, we're glad you're joining us this morning on the Playground. Whether you're listening on your radio or online at WTK.com, you're listening to the Playground here on Sports Talk 1050. WTK online at WTK.com. You can give us a call here. Open phone lines. Michigan basketball, Michigan hockey. Maybe you're getting excited about the Michigan bowl game against Florida State in Miami. Give us a call. Get involved in the program. And we're talking again about the Michigan offense, about the development of some of these key cogs going into Big Ten play. DJ Wilson, Mo Wagner. I talked at length about Derek Walton and his development. And you can get involved in our show as well. Give us a call, 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at the Miz on Air, at WTK underscore playground, at JZ Radio, and at myself, Jeff Childs, ITH. We're going to take a break, and when we come back from break, we're going to delve into a few more issues at hand. That's the Lions, the potentially playoff-bound Lions. What are our thoughts on them? What do they need to do today to beat the New York Giants? All that and more on the other side. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.